02 Vilap Kusumanjali. O Devi, when may I daily make your latrine, which is very dear to me, fragrant with nice incense, after I joyfully rinse your drain with sweetly scented water and lovingly sweep it with my loosened hair. 19. O Bhavani Radhe, when can I diligently bring camphorated clay and a jug of scented water into your room? Wash your lotus feet in a basin and dry them with my hair. 20. After washing your lotus feet and brushing your teeth with a twig, when may this maidservant seat you in the bathroom and massage you after anointing you with very fragrant oils? 21. O you whose lotus-like face defeats the beauty of the moon, when may I expertly bathe you with jugs of pure water scented with camphor and flowers, brought in advance by a Sakhi who is beautified by her love for you? O Shashimukhi, after your bath, may I gently and carefully wipe the water from your tender limbs with fine towels as the borders of your fish-like eyes joyfully move in all directions. After covering your hips with a red silken petticoat, my body will erupt with thrill bumps of joy. Then may I cover your entire body from head down with an incomparably beautiful blue sari. 23. O Radhe, beloved of the Prince of Braj, when will this person, after washing your lotus feet, lovingly braid your hair with the beautiful fine garlands made by the florist girl named Narmada? 24. O Devi, may I then joyfully make a full moon-like tilak on your forehead, anoint your body with fine glistening vermilion, and paint pictures on your breasts with perfumes? 25. O Devi, when will I beautify your tresses by making a stripe of sindoor on your hair part with a jeweled pencil? 26. O Devi, with a steady hand, when can I make red fragrant spots all around your tilak that is the best enchanting herb for Krishna? 27. O Varoru, your excellent earrings are like ropes that the flower archer Cupid has placed to bind the elephant king-like heart of the Prince of Braj. When can I happily hang these ornaments on your ears. 28. O Sundari, I did not desire that Shyam would not see your breasts when I place this bodice on them. Actually, O Swamini, I wanted Shyam himself to become your blouse by suddenly coming and firmly embracing your jewel-like breasts that are more dear than his very life. 29. O Hema Gauri, when you tire of love making, you lie down on the pillow of Mukunda's chest, which is as soft as cotton. When can this maidservant decorate your nice chest with a charming necklace of gems and big pearls? 30. O Indira Vari Akshi, when will I ever get the chance to ornament you with blue bangles inset with jewels? When will I adorn your hands that are expert in all arts and very dear to Sri Hari with beautiful glistening rings? 31. O Sunetre, when will I worship your lotus feet by carefully putting jeweled ankle bells on them and worship the petals of those lotuses with your dearest toe rings? When will I worship your waist, Krishna's matchless love seat, with a golden sash of jingling bells? 32. When can I humbly and joyfully decorate your arms that are like very lovely lotus stems that expertly destroy the patience and the swan-like intelligence of Morajayi Krishna with gem-studded armlets or render any other service to you? 33. O Subhage, when will that day come when I worship your neck, which attained all good fortune from the touch of Gokula Chandra during the Ras Utsav with a Graiveya ornament? 34. O Sumukhi, after Krishna killed the proud Shankachuda demon, he gave the Shamantaka jewel removed from that demon to his brother Balaram. With a happy heart, Balaram gave it to Muramango, who in turn gave it to you. When can I hang this Shamantaka jewel, the friend of Krishna's Kostuba gem, in a locket around your neck? 35. O Krishodari, your waist is so thin that I am very much afraid it will break when I bind it with a golden string with tassels at both ends. 36. O Hema Gauri, when will I fasten a round nose pearl attached to a golden string on your nose that defeats the beauty of a sesame flower? The great bee Marumatan Krishna will be very agitated by the honey suddenly appearing there. 37. O Swarna Gauri, when on your order will I tie the Navaratna armlet on your left arm with a string beautified by a silken tassel. 38. O Chanchalakshi, O Murashatru, Krishna agitates all the gopis. I make Krishna spin like a disc with the chakra-shaped hairpins that I place on the top of your ears. O Mriga Shavakshi, when can I beautify your chin that is the abode of Mukunda's bliss with a drop of musk? 40. O Devi, when will I decorate your teeth with reddish lines, making them look just like pearls with lines of rubies on them? 41. O Gangeya Gatri, when will I color your excellent bimba fruit, reddish, nectar-like lips with lipstick of catechu mixed with fresh camphor? Will the Krishna parrot suddenly come then and forcibly bite them? 42. With just a blink from the corners of your eyes, you immediately tied down the king of elephants, Krishna. When will I worship your two eyes that defeat the fickleness of the wagtail bird with eyeliner? 43. Just to soothe your proud love sulk, the Prince of Braj holds your feet on his head to enhance its beauty with the mark of your footlag. When will I make your feet most splendid with this nectarine footlag? 44. O Devi, when Muradvisha Krishna touches your lowered shoulders in the rasa dance, he looks like a full moon, Kalanidhi, shining with an abundance of lust. O Kalavati, expert artistic girl, when will this maidservant joyfully place a garland of sweet jasmine flowers surrounded by wandering bees on your shoulders?